I'm chanting. 29th June, 2019, Saturday. Slogan: invoke your perfect form and you will be freed from your stage going up and down. Invoke your perfect form. To invoke the perfect form, then what will happen? Your stage will get rid of up and down. The Hindi word is avagaman. Avagaman is actually not up and down. Avagaman means to come and to go. To come and to go. Avagaman means the cycle of life and death, to get rid of that cycle. There's coming and there's going. But here, when it is said avagaman of sthiti, it means, it can mean fluctuations in the stage, coming and going, up and down. So Baba is telling us to invoke our perfect form. What is invocation? What is invocation? In the path of devotion, there is invocation. What is it? Baba said in today's Sakar Murli, many people teach you bhakti. Scriptures and human beings, they teach you devotion. But knowledge is taught only by God. So this concept of invocation is always there. What do we invoke in the path of devotion? Gods and goddesses, deities, God, ancestors, angels, God's powers. And how do they invoke? What is the method of invocation? Mantra, chanting. This is how they invoke. There is a specialized ritual for invocation. If I have to invoke a particular soul, there's a proper method and all rituals have to be followed. Mantra has to be chanted. The soul has to be summoned, especially in Hinduism and more so in Christianity. They talk about invoking souls. So they invoke any soul. Even the dead can be invoked. The deities, the goddesses can be invoked. So, for invoking, they need first purification. One must purify oneself before invocation. Then there is a mantra. You need particular mantra. And then ritual, method or ceremonial. A proper kriya, karma kand, or a proper ritual is needed with which you invoke deities, goddesses, ancestors, human beings, departed spirits. They invoke spirits. They could be evil spirits or good spirits. There are people who resort to spell work, sorcery. They invoke evil spirits. But even good souls, good spirits can be invoked. So this invocation has a lot of meaning. So one is this invocation, where you invoke the spirit, the souls. Baba is saying or telling us to invoke what? Our complete perfect form. Invoke your perfect form. So here also you need purification. Here also you need mantra. And here also you need proper methodology. then only you are able to invoke, otherwise you won't be able to invoke. And when this invocation is done, then this disturbance, this fluctuations, this up and down, this rising and falling, this waxing and waning of the stage would cease forever. So how do we invoke the perfect form? This is a very similar story which is given in Upanishads, especially in Mundaka Upanishad. They mention there is a tree, and in that tree there are branches, different branches of the tree. On the lower branch, one bird is sitting. There's another bird sitting on the higher branch. So they mentioned the story of two birds. One bird is sitting on the lower branch, one bird is sitting on the higher branch. The bird which is sitting on the lower branch is restless. Sometimes it's flitting from one branch to another and enjoying the fruits of the branch of the tree. So when the lower bird eats a sweet fruit, it gets happy. When that bird eats bitter fruits, it gets unhappy. But the bird on the higher branch is not eating anything, it just looks on. There are two birds on one tree. One bird is above, perched up above, one bird is below. The bird which is below is moving from one branch to another branch, eating, enjoying, sometimes getting happy and sometimes sorrowful. But the bird which is above, it's not eating anything. It's detached. It just looks on. So this bird eats sweet fruit and looks up, and that bird is sitting there only. And then it eats bitter fruit and it gets unhappy, and then again it looks. But that bird is same. So it doesn't know who is this bird who is sitting up there. So it tries to approach that bird. So this bird from lower branch moves to the higher branch. And there again it eats bitter and sweet fruit. Then moves to the higher branch. Again it looks up. Every time it gets unhappy, the bird is same. It gets unhappy, the bird is same. It goes up, it goes up. And it reaches the same level at this bird. And lo and behold, it understands this is same me. This bird is not different. This is the real, and this was the reflection. Tattvamasi. I am that. I am that. So this bird and that bird is same. So this is the perfect form of that bird. So this story comes in not only in Mundakya Upanishad, but also in Rigveda Samhita. Also in Shvetashtara Upanishad. So at three places this story is seen and has been widely quoted and interpreted by various scholars from the Copper Age. Shankaracharya has quoted this story and interpreted in different manner. Rabindranath Tagore has quoted this story and made it understood it in different manner. Vivekananda has quoted this story and understood in different manner. All these speakers of Vedanta they quote this story of two birds. And they mention it in different manner. They say this is Jiva and this is Ishvara. And this is the reflection of the same. This is one interpretation. And they say this is the lower self and this is the higher self. And they say this is the human and this is God. It's a journey from becoming man to God. Or it is journey rather of forgotten God. This is same as this, but it forgot that this is this. And because of this forgetfulness, avidya, all the delusion arises. And the goal is to become like this upper bird, totally detached, It doesn't taste the fruits of this world. And this tree is the body. Thus the tree can be cut into pieces, so also body can be cut. So this is the tree of body. This is the lower bird, which is the lower self. This is the higher bird, which is the higher self. So it's a journey from this bird to that bird. Now coming to our knowledge, which Baba has given. Here we are enjoying bittersweet fruit of the world, but our goal is to become an angel. Our goal is to become a detached observer. Our goal is to become the one who sees this world and yet who doesn't. In today's Sakar Murli, there is one statement somewhere. You remain in the world, yet you do not see it. You remain in the world, yet you do not hear anything. Your intellect is far away from this world. That's why you are not interested in anything of this world. The so-called, especially today Baba talked about trance. There is more damage in it. There is more. This is useless. There is no benefit in it. It is not good at all. It is childish. It is useless. There is no knowledge in it. It is, your sins are not absolved in this. Maya can enter into this. So many things about trance. You should not have any interest of trance. You should not have hobby of trance. Trance is worth not a penny. It is useless. It is childish. It is worthless. It's of no use. It's not good. It's a show off. It's a Maya. Maya has come, Baba has come, Mama has come, and this has come, and that has come. It's a waste of time. It is not related to padhai, study. The whole Murli, so many different words have been used for explaining the same thing. Baba said it is useless. Don't have any interest in it. Okay. Coming back to invoking the perfect form. So, we are here. This is the spectrum. We are here. And our aim is to become angel, which is here. So it's a journey from human to angel. This is the perfect form. And each human has a different perfect form. So my angelic form is different from your angelic form. So Baba says, invoke this form. And all these ups and downs in the stages, all these fluctuations, all this stabilization and destabilization would disappear. So how do we invoke? First, visualization. First see, or before, even before that, decide that I have to visualize, I have to invoke angel, the decision. And then visualize it. See your perfect form as it is. See your complete form as it is. And when I see my complete form, it doesn't have any of the weaknesses that I have now. It doesn't have any of the flaws that I have now. It doesn't have any of those sensual sanskars which are there existing now. It's totally free from all the human weaknesses. So I see my perfect form, or I see myself as I want myself to become. This is the form which doesn't have a trace of vices. Absolutely pure, absolutely viceless, absolutely egoless. Staying in the body yet out of the body. That's the perfect form. So I see it. Then next, affirmations. Positive affirmations. What are the affirmations? I am that. The lower bird says, I am this upper bird. It has not reached that bird, but it knows that this is me. So this is a reflection, this is artificial, this is unreal. This is the real, this is the truth, this is untruth. This is mere reflection, not the truth. The truth is here, sitting up. So in the similar manner, my perfect form is here and I am not this. imperfect forms. So it's a journey from imperfection to perfection. It's a journey from human to angel. It's a journey from lower self to higher self. It's a journey from lower bird to higher bird. It's a journey from undivine to the divine. So when I affirm, what are the affirmation means? Self-respect, Swaman. Affirmation means self-respect, Swaman. I remind myself, I am that. I remind myself, I am that. I remind myself, I am this. I am going to become this. So that is the third stage, affirmation. And then, again visualization. You see your perfect form coming towards you. See, your perfect form is coming towards you and getting merged in me. And then he and I have become one. There are no two. There are two persons always within me, struggling. One says, go down. Another says, go up. There are two persons, two conflicting personalities within me. One has tendency to go down, another wants to rise up. So, it's a journey from lower individual to higher individual, from lower self to higher self. So, visualize that your perfect form is coming towards you and getting merged in you. And the last stage, stay in the consciousness of that perfect form, that I am already now the perfect. I move, I walk as if I am perfect. This is the perfect form. Whatever I do in that perfect form. Walking, talking, moving around, eating, preparing food. Everything is being done with that consciousness of perfectness, with that consciousness of completeness, that I am complete, I am perfect, I am pure. In today's Murli Baba said, if you prepare food in Baba's remembrance, two things will happen. What? Heart will become pure and heart will melt. If you prepare food in Baba's remembrance, whosoever eats that food, his heart would melt and his heart would become pure. So when I do everything in the spirit of perfectness, the rays of perfection would spread across. The vibrations would penetrate the atmosphere. The vibrations would enter the entire stratosphere of the earth, and even the elements would get purified. So purification of souls and purification of atmosphere, two things will take place. So how do we invoke our perfect form? First, by seeing it, visualizing it, seeing with mind's eye. See, this is my perfect form. By decision, okay, I have to invoke my perfect form. Because how do they invoke? Spirits first decide and then they chant some mantra and ceremonials. With that they invoke. Here, I decide that I have to invoke. I sit with that aim that today I have to invoke my perfect form. And then I start invocation. How do I start invocation? Yes, they do one more thing, prayer in between. They do prayer. There is a written prayer. Please come. Please come. Oh, this, please come. So, you can add this one more thing. So, first decide. And before, after decision, visualization and prayer together. You see it and you invoke it. You call it. Oh, please come unto me. Oh, my perfect. Talk with your perfect form. Talk with your perfect form. Talk your prayer. So it's a prayer. So you call upon, oh, please come. My perfect form, please come. So that perfect form and then affirm by affirmation that I am, my perfect form is coming towards me, or I am practicing self-respect, that I am becoming perfect, my perfect form is coming towards me. Or you can put this step here and put this step down. You visualize again that your perfect form is coming towards you and you are practicing self-respect together. And then once that perfect form has merged within me, I move with that consciousness that I am perfect. So it's an invocation of perfection. And for that, one more thing is needed. You should have love for your perfect form. What you should have? Love. Love your perfect form. Fall in love with your own self. Fall in love with your own self. The man who has fallen in love with himself. There's a book like that. The man who has fallen in love with God. We can write, man who has fallen in love with his own perfect form. It's an obsession of perfection. It's a desire to become perfect. It is a burning, yearning, longing. You covet your perfect form. So, perfection. And in fact, if you see the whole world, consciously, unconsciously, knowingly, unknowingly, wittingly, unwittingly, willingly, unwillingly, everybody is striving for perfection. Whether that is a film actor, he wants to become a perfect actor. Whether that is a singer, he wants to become a perfect singer. Whether that is a musician, he wants to become a perfect musician. Whether it is an artist, he wants to become a perfect artist. Whether it is a cricket player, he wants to become a perfect batsman. Whether it is dancer, speaker, everybody wants to become perfect. If he is a speaker, he wants to speak without interruption, with correct pronunciations, without any mistake. So everybody is striving for perfection. So this desire for perfection is always there. Whether material person, mundane person, or the spiritualist, or a religious person, or a Brahmin, everybody's desire is for perfection. But we have to channelize that desire properly and make proper plan for that perfection. How should I become perfect? Anything. And in Brahmin life, we have to become perfect in four things. Jnana, Yoga, Dharana and Service. So we become perfect in service. To become perfect in Jnana means to understand this Jnana properly. To become perfect in Yoga means it's a pilgrimage of remembrance. In today's Sakar Murli Baba said, when you say the word Yoga, it doesn't prove pilgrimage. So don't use the word yoga. Use the word pilgrimage, yatra, travel. It's a pilgrimage of remembrance. When you say yoga, it means hatha yoga. It has more to do with hatha yoga. They'll sleep less. You need not to sleep less. You take proper sleep. Trance, that belongs to hatha yoga. Lessing, sleeping belongs to hatha yoga. So yours is not hatha yoga. Yours is raj yoga. So, Yoga, Dharana. The points of Dharana, what we imbibe. We have to become perfect in the Dharanas. And Seva. And Seva is through three means. Your mind gives souls powers through your speech and through your actions. So mind send out powers. Speech, how should be your speech? How should be your speech? Shivani Ben, how should be your speech? I am talking speech means proper speech, not conversation. Speech. Because giving speech is an important part of this yajna service. There should be essence. And pure vibrations and meaningful and effective. It should touch the heart, and then it should be very true and it should be perfect. If somebody has to write it, it should be written unedited, not a comma or full stop needs editing. It should be like that, but that needs practice, a lot of practice. So keep on practicing, because that is one of the beautiful ways of service. And third, by your actions. So we become perfect in Jnana, in Yoga, in Dharana, in Seva. We become perfect with 16 celestial degree full. We become perfect with 9 treasures. We become perfect with 36 virtues. We become perfect with 8 powers. We become perfect with 7 divine qualities of the soul. We become perfect with full control over the 3 faculties of the soul. We become perfect, 1, like the Father. We become perfect, 2, like the Mother and the Father. I'm keeping balance. So, the desire for perfection, the obsession for perfection, the yearning for perfection should be there. So, invoke the perfect form by visualizing, by seeing, by deciding, by affirmations, and seeing it in getting merged, and then living with that consciousness. Om Shanti.